you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. It's Friday, so we're going to try to keep this brief because, hey, it's the weekend. Larson, what's in the news?
Several things, actually, Steve. Oh, first and foremost, Samoa Joe, it seems like his future of his in-ring career, at least in WWE, is somewhat up in the air. So recent reports have suggested that Samoa Joe has yet to be cleared for any in-ring action following concussion he suffered while shooting that just terrible, that awful.
What's the
It must be Monday ad.
Oh, it's so bad.
It was bad. And as I mentioned, it seems the future, at least in WWE, of his in-ring career is somewhat up in the air. Wrestling Observer Newsletter has an update on Joe's status, and Meltzer is reporting that Joe, quote, is still not clear to return. However, he was now considered the permanent replacement for Lawler as an announcer. What that means, if when he is cleared, is that he may have the role where he announces, and they can shoot angles for him to wrestle using that. And this is some editorializing on Meltzer's part, since those kinds of angles usually do well. Things could also change if later there are depth issues and they feel the need to have him as a full-time wrestler.
I've always liked the idea of having an enforcer of sorts. He's played that role a little bit at commentary when he's been at commentary and somebody tries to check somebody at commentary, he'll stand up. I like that kind of, I think they did that with like Authors of Pain and Seth or something like that.
Yeah.
So and I always like that
put
stuff.
To the table. Yeah.
He's had a long, amazing career. And, you know, obviously, obviously the most tragic thing about this is that it was all because of that, allegedly all because of that ass. That commercial was so ugly. It was so ugly.
And they don't run it anymore. They ran it like five times.
They ran it like a bare minimum of times. And then you're watching that Samoa Joe segment. And all I think is like, oh, man, we lost him because of this.
That could have ended his in-ring career.
It's like watching the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial. You remember that? When he, like, they would show the commercial that he like got his hair lit on fire and he ended up doped up on painkillers for like the rest of his life. And because apparently that had like a spiraling, you know, effect on the rest of his life.
Yep.
And then he talked to Hilton that one time. So anyways... Yeah, I don't know how I got on that. Did you ever watch the MJ footage, the Michael Jackson footage of his hair actually getting caught on fire from like the footage they released after he died? That's so messed up.
It really is.
Yeah. Anyway, so at least Mojo didn't get his hair caught on fire. So that's good.
Yeah.
Concussions are nothing to mess with. Nope. I love him at commentary.
I do too.
If they are able to clear him and have his return to the ring, I'll love that as well, whatever
exactly.
they do with him.
I still feel like he has plenty left in the tank as an in-ring performer.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Tons.
He's
Tons.
Great, man.
Tons. He's one of the best characters in WWE.
Absolutely, 100%.
I love Samoa Joe. He's great. So, you know, like I guess if for whatever reason, again, you said concussion is nothing to mess with, you don't want to mess with the brain.
Nope.
So it's a situation where WWE won't clear him. He feels comfortable continuing on as announcer. That's awesome. I think he's great for that role.
I think
have him announce, have him be like a trainer performance center so he can impart his vast knowledge to the next generation of wrestlers. I think all that would be fantastic.
Speaking on behalf of all the fans of the WWE, Samoa Joe, whatever you do, we're behind you.
That's it. 100%.
Next, somebody else we were both big fans of that also has a lot of experience at commentary who also is an in-ring legend, Nigel McGuinness. So if you guys have noticed during the Performance Center shows, NXT has gone to a two-person announce team featuring Mauro Ranallo, go, and Beth Phoenix when she's able to get a word in. They've been calling the show remotely. In this week's Wrestling Observer Newsletter, we learn why the usual third man on NXT's announce team hasn't been on the show. The reason Nigel McGuinness hasn't been around is that he was one of the people furloughed during all the cuts. Boo! That sucks, man.
You got who is probably the best analyst in all of WWE. and he's the guy you say, we could do without him for a while.
That's,
get out of here.
That's awful. That's terrible.
Yes.
Could you imagine if they had Nigel and Samoa Joe on commentary together?
Oh, my gosh.
My head would just explode.
Nigel, it'd be like being at a training session, Performer Center.
I know.
Learning about in-ring psychology. That's what it would be.
That's
it'd be so damn good.
That's the best.
It'd be so good.
Hopefully, because I know he was doing UK with another British guy who I never knew who that guy was, because I stopped watching UK a while ago. But yeah,
they've just been doing like best of shows of late, right?
I think so. I think that's going to end soon, though. I think they're like England is getting back to the UK is getting back to work or something like that. So hopefully that'll happen. But yeah, man, I want Nigel McGuinness back. This is some BS. He was like literally. No hyperbole, my favorite commentator probably in wrestling. He's fantastic. He's so good.
He's funny. He's informative. He helps tell the story in the ring.
Dude, I've never known anybody who took to commentary as quickly as he did.
It's natural.
Like right from the UK tournament, he was on.
He was so good.
Yeah.
So good. I really miss his chemistry with Aiden English on 205.
I know. Him and Vic Joseph, they made a good team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it Vic or was it Tom? It was Vic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they were a good team. They were a really good team.
Okay, so we're going to try to do this right this time, man.
Yeah.
Last time, we had a spoiler alert where we talked about a certain NXT superstar being called up. We might get that tonight, all right? So then we can stop dancing around this. I'm going to change the thumbnail on that as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
So here's another spoiler alert. This is towards the end of the show, so you can just stop watching if you want.
This is the last news story. The only thing remaining is a SmackDown preview. It has two things. So
we've made our nut, okay? Feel free to turn it off now and watch another one of our shows.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about another NXT call-up, a specific name. It's very exciting. That might be heading to main roster. WrestleTalk has the exclusive. Man, those WrestleTalk kids, they're killing it these days. Has the exclusive on the next NXT superstar moving to Raw or SmackDown. And it looks like Mondays or Fridays, Larson, are about to become Arby's nights.
Yeah, that's right. This is what WrestleTalk's saying. Quote, our sources have told us that along with Matt Riddle, Dominik Dijakovic. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be heading to either Raw or SmackDown in the coming weeks. While his brand is not known, the plan as of right now is to move him on from NXT in the near future. I think that's a good idea. Like, he's really good in the ring. His character work has been really good of late.
Oh, man.
I don't see him getting to any of the title pictures. I mean, he had his chance in the North American title.
Yeah.
Magic 8-Ball said not looking good.
Not looking good.
Magic 8-Ball saying not looking good for getting to the world title picture. Therefore, unless he forms a put-together tag team with somebody, really nothing for him to chase after in NXT. Move him up to main. Let him impress people with his athleticism and his in-ring ability. He's good enough the mic to get himself over. He'll be fine. I feel like he's the type of guy whose chances are probably better for success on main roster than they probably were in NXT.
Yeah, because he's
it's the right move.
Because he's a big man who could do really cool things, and Vince loves that, allegedly. So yeah, dude, I'm geeked about this, man. Big pay raise for Dominik Dijakovic, a lot more Arby's in the future.
And, yeah, that's right.
That's right. So, that's exciting. I'm really happy about that one, man. That's great.
Totally. Let's do our SmackDown preview. We could have a former NXT superstar debut on SmackDown tonight. Could be next week. We don't know. We do know there's two matches in the Intercontinental Title Tournament. Both semifinal bouts are going down tonight. First one, Jeff Hardy looks to keep comeback rolling against Daniel Bryan. Would not be surprised if we see Sheamus make his way out towards ringside area during this match.
I get the feeling that the final is going to be Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles. That's my feeling on this. And then AJ is going to lose maybe because of some Undertaker PTSD. That's my guess.
Maybe.
That's my guess.
Maybe.
I will mention this, though. The friendos over at Fightful Select, go check them out.
Go subscribe.
They're great. Have said this, the finals for the Intercontinental Championship have been filmed, and there's no spoilers here beyond what he's saying that several people here, he says, were told that the match was, quote, unbelievable and legitimately pumped up a very tired NXT PC crowd that was there to cheer. That to me, as much as I love Jeff Hardy, sounds like Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. Dude, I can't wait for that. I'm hyped. I'm going to have some popcorn, and I might make some blueberry muffins.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hardy at Steve here house.
I made strawberry cake for Summer for her birthday.
Yeah.
It's box cake. You can't mess that up. And it was great. I loved it. I was the only one really sitting there. Like every day I'd come down from with my coffee. I just get a fork and I, you know, cut a piece off for my fat ass. And so this morning Lacey says, she's like, "Hey, you should make another one of those strawberry cakes. It was hella good." And I was like, "I know, right?" Then I looked down in the sink and Summer had done the dishes last night. And like she had put the remnants of the cake still on the plate in the sink. Uh-oh. And there's like water swamping it and everything. And I said, "Lace, why don't you just have some of this swamp cake here? It's disgusting. What have I taught my kids, man?" That swamp cake is acceptable. Also, Elias and AJ Styles are set to battle for tournament finals appearance. Elias is not putting on an unbelievable match. Oh, man. He had a good match against Corbin that one time.
He did. He's capable of putting on good matches.
I'm sure he could do just fine. So, there you go. There's your SmackDown preview. Should be a fun show. You're going to be calling in. You're going to take your USB mic, right?
Yeah, I'm taking the USB mic. I'm just going to use my webcam. My laptop's pretty good. My little light I got over here. So it'll be a bare bones operation for me.
Okay, cool.
I'm more worried about actually being able to watch SmackDown remotely than actually be able to record the show. So hopefully it works out.
You should be able to via the Fox app, right?
I know. I'm hoping that's it's because I've only tried it here at home. No, we did at the office, so we should be fine.
We did at the office. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Be fine.
If nothing else, maybe I can broadcast it in our Discord for everybody to watch. You could just tune into that. I don't know if you want. Hey, if you want, we can maybe if you're not able to do it, I can zoom you in. And I'll just put it on my screen there.
All right, we'll figure something out
on a Zoom call. Nobody can get us for a Zoom call. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in.
Even though we're talking about it now.
Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.